Good morning. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Boy, oh boy, I have five directions to go today, but I'm going to begin with something you haven't heard about. Russia just deployed one of their, what they call an ODAB, O-D-A-B 9000 super bomb in Volchensk, in the Ukrainian war. And this video, it is a thermonuclear bomb. It says that this is out of Defense Express. Russian military sources claim to have used the ODAB 9000, the world's most powerful non-nuclear weapon, in a strike on Volchensk. Russian military sources have claimed the deployment of a super powerful bomb on the Ukrainian city. According to Russian media, the bomb is believed to be the 9000 vacuum bomb. A 9000 vacuum bomb, referred to as the father of Kuzka, or the father of all bombs. The weapon is reportedly the most powerful non-nuclear munition in the world, with an explosive power equivalent to 44,000 kilograms of TNT. It's a thermobaric weapon, meaning it utilizes oxygen from the surrounding air to generate the intense explosion and blast wave, causing widespread destruction over large area. And they say actually that this may have been a smaller version, but nevertheless, Russia is sending a message to NATO. It's not a nuclear, it's a thermobaric, but it is just this little sister of a nuclear bomb. This is a message to NATO, the United States, Israel, or Russia. They know that to use a nuclear weapon would mean all-out war. But this is another message to not only NATO and the United States, but to Zelensky and the Ukrainian people, that Russia will use more of these as needed. They were they had a ground operation going, but in this city, it's difficult to fight in urban settings. And this bomb was detonated in a complex of many different, I don't know, apartment buildings. And we're talking let's see here, there's 5, 10, 20, 30 tall buildings. And kawam, this thing pretty much took out everything in maybe a quarter of a mile from side to side. And you could see it suck the air, that great sucking sound. And it takes oxygen out of the air, collapses the lungs of people, crushes the bodies. It just basically, it's like a balloon. Just, you lose air quickly and it just shrinks. Russia's sending a message. And this is actually, strategy-wise, perfect timing. The war in the Middle East is center stage right now. The vice presidential debates took place last night. Perfect timing. And this thing, the way that it exploded is just pretty ominous. The NATO nations, Zelensky, they're saying, isn't long for position in Ukraine any longer. They're saying that Zelensky, the people want him gone. They want him to disappear. The only ones that want to keep him in power are the Nazis. The Azov Battalion, the Nazis of America in this administration, the Nazis of Europe in the NATO nations, they want to keep Zelensky in power. I'm pretty sure Russia has quite a few of these ODAB bombs. This is supposedly the ODAB 9000. But there's speculation that it was the baby sister. Maybe the ODAB 6000. It might have been the ODAB 1000. But whatever it was, sucked the oxygen out of about a quarter of a square mile. And you could just see everything. That great sucking sound, pulling all that oxygen into the blast site. So Russia picked the perfect time to send a message to Zelensky. And these apartments are basically, they're still standing, some of them. But for the most part, there is nobody alive. And there's nothing but just a big cloud of dust and smoke, mainly dust, out a quarter of a mile. Now we're going to talk, when I get back from the break, we're going to talk about Israel's response to the missile attack yesterday. 200 missiles, and right now they can only confirm one person dead. And Iran is, and some of the commentators are saying that Iran had mercy on Israel to not kill more people. Well, I'll get back. We'll discuss this. And the present truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts for both hours.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
Definitely a revolution in the air, not only in America, but in the world. The nations of the world, the people of Europe, the countries of the world, for the most part, are pushing back against empire, the rule of America, American hegemony worldwide. Russia made it very clear, I believe, to the NATO nations, European nations, Vladimir Putin is making a statement. I will send the 9,000, the DBAD, or the, yeah, the DBAD 9,000, the DBAD 7,000, the DBAD 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I will send them. And even the DBAD 1000, the baby, the half a year old child, is going to pretty much destroy a whole city block. It just sucks the air right out of the atmosphere. Collapses everything. People don't realize what these weapons do. It'll actually rupture your cells, your lungs, collapse your lungs. I don't want to get too graphic, so I won't. Now, so Iran yesterday, and I didn't believe they would launch these missiles. They did. Some say 200 missiles. There is also talk of maybe 180 missiles. And Israel said that the missile defense systems carried out a large number of interceptions. The United States defense official said that the United States intercepted some of these missiles. This was out of, I don't like to go to, I'm sorry, I have to present this to you. From CBS News. I hate to do it, but I've got to, because this will give it some credibility. If it's coming from CBS, definitely you can believe it. After 45 minutes of the attack, the Israeli Defense Forces said that the people could return to their homes, they could leave their shelters, and there was no further threat from the aerial attacks, according to Daniel Hagari, Rear Admiral. He said a few of the Iranian weapons did land, and there was a lot of damage, but out of the 200 missiles, or 180 missiles, the IDF only identified 180. Some said 200, but IDF said they identified 180. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu declared the attack failed, but he did say that Iran is going to pay for it. So soon after this attack, Israeli aircraft went over Syria and began to take out the defense, the radar defense sites. And these are the sites that are located between Israel into Syria to Iran. This is the defense system that Iran uses to protect itself from any attack of Israel. Israel targeted these defense sites. It's taken quite a few of them out. So now Israel can fly the open skies 1,000 miles to Iran. Iran right now is, they are taking procedures to protect the their nuclear sites. And we don't know what Israel's got it planned. We don't know what they have planned. So maybe as of this program, maybe they've already begun operations again. I don't know. The regime of Iran does not understand our determination to defend ourselves, Netanyahu said. He also thanked the United States for its support in this defense effort. And Netanyahu was speaking on the eve of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, concluded his remarks by saying, Israel's on the move. The axis of evil is retreating. We will do everything necessary to continue this trend to achieve all the goals of war, primarily the return of all our abductees, and to ensure our existence and our future. And then Jake Sullivan yesterday stated that the White House and the American Navy destroyers joined Israel in firing interceptors to shoot down inbound missiles. In Tel Aviv, the missiles seemed to come in waves, each one starting with sirens blaring out loud booms, then silence, till the next blaring of sirens began. And like I stated toward the end of the second hour yesterday, with the election season upon us, we're about a month out. What an opportune time for those that are behind the scenes to cause conflict. And right now, it's a perfect opportunity, for America to get involved in another conflict. And if this conflict continues to escalate, then there's going to be the opportunity to possibly put a temporary halt to the election, to the transfer of power. Or maybe just the opposite. Maybe this would be the perfect time for a shift in the political structure in the United States of America. I talked also yesterday about the Constitution. I was talking about how the John Kerry says the big threat to the Democrats, to the wicked, is misinformation coming through supposedly the Democrat or the MAGA, the news agencies that are telling the truth. He wants to stop misinformation, and to do that, you need to destroy the First Amendment. He talked about this about 4 or 5 days ago. The First Amendment. Then last night, Tucker Carlson had a visit with a senator, Mike Lee, Mike Lee. And Senator Lee described treason and the destruction of the Constitution. They were analyzing the debate, and they, in the clip, which I can't play, Senator Mike Lee, a constitutional scholar, described the left's conception of democracy. He says it's not about the people. It's about expanding the size of government to enact their Marxist agenda. And he said these are really perilous times, and we can't sugarcoat what they're doing any longer. Now, according to John Kerry, this would be misinformation. He says the left sees the Constitution as an impediment, a filter against pure democracy. The Democratic left wants something far more sinister than democracy. They don't want their power to be diffused by a constitution. And like I stated yesterday, the Constitution of the United States of America is in the Bible. It's in the New Testament. It's in Paul's writings, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3, 2, to about 6. It's in the Bible. And it does say that there will come a time, according to Paul, that the Constitution will be powerless. And once it is eliminated, or it won't be, it'll probably be most likely the laws will be ineffective. And then at that point, he says lawlessness will be the rule of the land. It'll be the law of the land. Lawlessness. From a constitution to lawlessness. Okay, then going on with this article, again, this article was out of independentcentennial.com by M. Dowling. It was this discussion with Tucker Carlson last night with Senator Lee, Mike Lee. The alarming trend among Democrats is contemptuousness toward the Constitution. They see the Electoral College as problematic. Today's Democrats hate it and view equal representation as unfair. They can't legally change it. Undoing it would require two amendments. They're going to try. However, goes on, they could destroy it through the Supreme Court. They could pack the Supreme Court by using packing the court could be used to change the law. It could undo the entire constitutional structure. As Chuck Schumer said, they will do it if they get the trifecta. The trifecta. Mike Lee said they would do it in the first 100 days if they won the clean sweep. House, legislature, presidency, House, Senate. The First Amendment in particular and the Constitution are on the line this election. Lee explained, for example, President Roosevelt figured out how to get the Supreme Court to gut the Commercial Clause, and it's never been the same since. This is the war that's taking place. Ukraine, the war in the Middle East, war in America, destroy the Constitution, Paul the Apostle, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, stated, the Constitution of the United States of America is in the Bible. And I'll get back and continue with this thought after the break. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com for the first hour, and for the streaming, I mean for the radio program. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Have you memorized every public restroom on your way to work? Sat through too many meetings with horrible stomach pain? Is no energy your new normal? It's time to spill your guts. Urgent diarrhea, chronic stomach pain, and extreme fatigue can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help today at spillyourguts.org. That's spillyourguts.org.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
This is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
Greetings, folks. This is the Constitutional Medicine Man inviting you to join me Saturdays at 2 p.m. for my show, Constitutional Medicine, right here on AM 1360. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
Weekdays, 11 to 1, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, a Present Truth program. And the podcasts will be on 1360KHNC.com for both hours. The first hour of the day's programs will also be archived on the podcast on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Evenings, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7, the first hour airs on America's on 1360 AM radio, Johnstown, Colorado. Now, I don't want you to think that I am negative because I'm always presenting things that might be a little disturbing, but in any war, the army that has the most accurate intel is always victorious. And if you know the truth, then you have an advantage. You have a great advantage. So, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, concerning the Thessalonians chapter 2, if I can get to it. All right. The Constitution of the United States of America. And if I can find it, let's see. Yep. In verse 3. Boy, I'm looking for it, and it's right here. I'm just trying to get the right translation. All right. Don't let anyone deceive you. Or fool you in any way that the day of the Lord is not going to come. Christ's coming will not occur until there'll be a turning away from God, or there will be a rebellion to God, and there'll be an apostasy, a rebellion. And at that time, there will be a man of evil, a man that's wicked, lawless, and he's called the son of destruction. And eventually he will exalt himself and declare himself to be God. And there will be a restrainer, something that holds back the evil. You know that what is stopping this man of evil, what is stopping this lawless individual is a something holding him back, something restraining him. But he will be revealed at the right time. And the secret power or this mystery, this evil of this evil person is working in the world. But there is one who is stopping him from taking power or restraining this evil. And he or it will continue to stop, restrain, until he or it is taken out of the way. So something right now is keeping back total evil from sweeping over the United States of America through a person. Something is holding and keeping the United States protected from somebody that is lawless, that is coming. He's a man of sin. And it says that some people have always stated that this would be the Holy Spirit. But no. According to this translation, the expanded Bible, it phrases it this way. This person is being held back, hindered, restrained. The question mark, could it be the Holy Spirit? I say no. It says, or human government. This is what is restraining the wicked people of this country from taking over. And their champion, who's going to be returned to power, human government. This human government is the Constitution of the United States of America. Thank you for bearing with me there while I was able to get through the verses to try to find what I needed to find. The Constitution of the United States of America, in Paul's writings, in my view, interpretation, and should this Constitution be made void, powerless, or just basically shredded, then you'll know this was an accurate translation, an accurate interpretation. The Constitution has been keeping the individual, the final president of the United States of America, from taking power ahead of time. it will eventually be powerless to stop him. He will take power in this country. To do it, the Constitution must be destroyed. I suspect he will be the one to destroy it. And with Schumer, Chuckie Schumer, and John Kerry, and many in the Democratic Party, and the Rhino Party, the Constitution is hindering these individuals from ruling and raping the wealth of the American people, stripping us of our rights, our wealth, our future, hope. And this Constitution, there's been talk of CONCON, you know, a suspension of the Constitution, suspending it. It's very difficult to talk about just completely disannulling it. But here, if they win this trifecta, this could be a warning to the American people. If they win this election, Ted Cruz, we'll talk about Ted Cruz. I don't think he's going to win in Texas this time. I hate to tell you this, so I'm going to stop. I'll be back. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time homebuyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit ColoradoProperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
people that knows the truth, any society, the people of that society, that they know the truth, if they know the what's happening in the shadows, in the dark, they have an advantage. We have an advantage to know that these people are going to destroy this Constitution. It's just a matter of when. I believe we're in this season right now. Right now, in this election season, many things are going to change. Boy, I'm going to have to repeat it and rehearse it again. I wished it would be the best thing for this country and the world if Donald Trump resumed power. J.D. Vance, as a vice president, very, very competent, as was revealed last night in this debate with Kamala Harris's choice for vice president. It was a disaster. It was a disaster for the Democrat Party. And even the mainstream media today, as I'm watching, getting clips, listening to little videos, they were not happy. Rachel Maddow was not happy. Jen Psaki, the old, I believe in my view, the old witch, not happy. They were basically pulling their hair out. If they had wigs, they were being tossed in the trash. They were not happy. Walls could have done this. Walls could have done that. They're protecting him, saying he over-prepared. No, the guy had a meltdown. And the moderator, these women from CBS, they had a meltdown too. Fact check, fact check, fact check. They said there would be no fact checking, and they tried the fact check. It was a disaster. And it would be what Trump and Vance would do. You know, the vice president does much more than people can imagine. Mike Pence of, you know, the Judas Iscariot, Pence of Trump's 16 to 20 time in the White House. Pence didn't do much except do everything possible to undermine Donald Trump. Pence was like a sheepish little boy standing before the public. He knew he got caught. He did get caught. Many people believe and know evidence that he's a pedophile, that he's not even he appears to be and feigns to be a Christian. He's not even a Christian. He's involved in dark stuff, according to what I've been reading. And J.D. Vance is not that kind of an individual. Now, J.D. Vance's wife, she's a little suspect to me. She's a liberal. She's worked for very powerful liberal organizations. So I'm still not sure about Vance. I'm hoping he's not a sleeper like Mike Pence. Worthless Pence. Oh, he's worth a little bit, a Pence. Very little. His career is over. His name's going to be forgotten in history. But now John Kerry, on the other hand, this globalist, you know, concerning Kerry admits he hates the First Amendment. He hates it. And why? Because it keeps them from ruling this country the way they feel they should rule it. And yesterday, a week ago, Eric Holder, speaking of Trump, returning to the office, told MSNBC's Jen Psaki, quote, they will use the mechanisms of the Department of Justice to go after the people who are the political foes. This is something that they never really, that has never really happened in the history of the Republic, Mr. Holder. Mr. Holder stated. Well, apparently he has not noticed that Merrick Garland has put Joe Biden's Department of Justice bending heaven, earth, and the law to put Mr. Trump behind bars and bankrupt him, not to mention the scores of Trump-adjacent lawyers prosecuted in cockamamie cases based on their efforts to pursue ballot fraud in the 2020 election. So Holder, they project others of being. These people are criminals, and they project Donald Trump as being someone who wants to maybe put them in jail and to go after the people who are their political foes. This is what Garland do. It's what they do. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll return in a few minutes.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
So many things will change in this season. if we do have an election, just seems like America Today stated that they are going to do everything possible with Israel to respond in conjunction with Israel in the a coming attack on Iran. That's what the American government is saying, that their strategy is taking place right now with the Israeli government and the American military, how to respond to Iran's attack yesterday. So they're planning something together. Russia stated yesterday that if America does anything or Israel does anything to attack Iran, Russia is going to be forced to enter the conflict. Well, are we witnessing the what is needed for this government, America, to just keep Biden in place, which would be a disaster, and Kamala in place, halt the election, suspend it temporarily, which would never be temporarily, it will be forever, and because of a national threat, a threat to national security, because of the possible war and conflict in the Middle East seeming to escalate day by day, this would be an opportune time for a halt to the election, and this would just halt everything, and I don't know what would happen. Does Kamala become president automatically, or does Biden force to stay in? I don't know what the scenario would be. But with America stating this morning, they are working with Israel to plan how to respond to Iran's attack. And they plan to respond in one way or another militarily. What that's going to be, everybody, I think right now, everyone in the Middle East, everyone's holding their breath. Russia's watching. Russia just sends this ODAB 9000 into this city in Ukraine and detonates it a whole block, a little bit wider than, longer, wider than a block, maybe two blocks. I phrased it a quarter of a mile earlier. That'd be right. Everything within that quarter of a mile, you just see the everything shake and all the oxygen being sucked right out of that area to the blast site. Was Russia making a statement to America again and Israel? We'll be back for second hour. I'll be back for second hour in a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen.